The Man Booker International Prize was announced today. It's gone to Jocha Alharty for her book Celestial Bodies, translated by Marilyn Booth. Alharty is from Oman and the first winner of the International Man Booker Prize to write in Arabic. Michael Cronin has been reading the book and he joins me now. In some ways, Celestial Bodies, Alharty is as much giving us a kind of a history of Oman as she is telling the story of a family, Michael?
She is. It's very much, I mean, it's history of the kind of three sisters, Maya, Asma and Kaula, who grew up in what is basically kind of a village, Al-Wafi, and it's basically about growing up in this sort of village in the desert, because Oman is mainly desert, and the gradual kind of shift to the urban city of Muscat, so the capital of Oman. So the shift from a relatively traditional lifestyle to the urban lifestyle of Muscat, which is then in touch with the larger world. So it's a history of, if you like, the development of the nation alongside the specific history of this
family. What kind of period are we talking about? You know, how far back do we go? Because there's talk about a kind of a dark history in this merchant family in the slave trade.
Yeah, it's basically kind of a 20th century history. Most of it is located in the sort of the 60s, 70s and 80s, basically kind of period when Oman becomes very oil rich. But it stretches back through the kind of the memory, particularly of Suleiman, who is the grandfather, and another female character called Zarifa, who bring us back to an earlier period in the 19th century, and in curious and odd ways lingering into the 20th century of slavery in that part of the world.
I know that you said that one of the things that Alharty, the novelist, does in this particular case is that she maybe challenges the types of stereotypes that we might attach around Arabic-speaking nations. What specific type of characters is she giving us here that you felt you hadn't been exposed to, maybe in some ways before in literature?
Well, I think it's particularly the characters of the three sisters, of Maya, Asma and Kaula, because one of the things that's very apparent, these sisters are very, very aware of the context that they're growing up in. They're very aware of the kind of the social values about the do's and don'ts and so on. But each one of those women has very much a sense of their own agency, of the way in which they're going to kind of create and sculpt their own lives, even if there are, you know, pressures of particular kinds. So I think that idea that they have their own sense of agency, their own ability to shape their destiny in different ways. And this is something, if you like, sort of carries through the generations from Zalima, the grandmother, through the three sisters to London, the daughter of Maya kind of explores the world beyond Muscat. So it's a sense of these women and the kind of the matrilineal links, matrilineal heritages, as being extremely powerful and shaping forces of a particular kind in that society.
And the fact that, you know, Oman is right there at the mouth of the Persian Gulf, I mean, do we get much of the geopolitics of the region? Does it expand out into any kind of commentary of that nature?
The commentary of that is relatively limited, and I think that in many ways is a good thing, because too often the problem with literature that comes from the Arab world is that we tend to read it as sociology rather than literature, as kind of political science rather than literature. You know, what can it tell us about conflicts in that area? And I think the great thing about this book is that it moves us into a different kind of space, so that Arab literature is not eternally a kind of hostage to the geopolitical considerations, you know, of the Anglophone world, and that it exists as a literature in its own right, and if you like, gives a proper sense of integrity and selfhood to the lives of the different characters in this novel.
And finally, I presume it is quite significant that this is the first winner of the Man Booker International Prize to be written originally in Arabic.
Absolutely, and I think what's important here, Sean, is to pay tribute to the translator Marilyn Booth, who is a very, very distinguished translator from Arabic, and she really gives a sense of the culture, the kind of the language background, and creates this very kind of dynamic, lively English that shows, if you like, the full pressure and force of that Arab literature, culture and language that's behind it.
Sounds like a worthy winner then in your mind, Michael.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Michael Cronin there talking to me about Celestial Bodies by Jukka Alharty, which, as Michael told us, is translated by Marilyn Booth. It's published by Sandstone Press. The book was announced today as the winner of the Man Booker International Prize, with author and translator sharing the £50,000 sterling prize fund equally, in addition to the £1,000 sterling that both had already received for being shortlisted. And from what Michael Cronin said, Marilyn Booth deserves every penny of her part of that prize fund.